Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online on this fine Monday, February 3rd, 2025. In investment news, Orbis Investments is fortifying its strategic growth in Australia. The company warmly welcomes Werner Vern Dupreez to their team. Prior to this, Dupreez functioned as a business development manager at Allan Gray Australia, a sister company to Orbis. With more than 17 years of professional experience, Dupreez will focus on enhancing retail strategy and product offerings. Based in Melbourne, our audience will be particularly interested in his commitment to cultivating relationships with research houses. Implementing a contrarian, long-term investment philosophy, Dupreez aims to optimize returns this year. Turning our attention to regulatory affairs, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, is tightening its control. A significant increase in concerns relating to high-risk superannuation practices, particularly aggressive sales tactics and social media exploitation, prompts this move. The ASIC's primary target, poor advice surrounding self-managed super funds. In collaboration with Treasurer Jim Chalmers, new service standards are forthcoming, potentially affecting consumer and business. It's a watch this space situation. Moreover, a war on scams, spearheaded by Minister Stephen Jones, signals a red alert on financial frauds and scam websites. Enhancing oversight of the private market fund sector also aims to bolster investor protection in this ever-evolving financial landscape. We shift our focus now to the real estate sector. Owning a standalone house in Melbourne is becoming progressively more challenging. CoreLogic's data reveals widening disparities between the cost of houses and units, a trend mirrored in major cities nationwide. As demand for alternative housing solutions rises, is it about time industry stakeholders think outside the square? Navigating to insurance affairs, due to ongoing financial strains, Australians find themselves reevaluating the value of life insurance. According to a recent survey by the Council of Australian Life Insurers, a quarter of adults might cancel their policies if finances worsen. Added to this is anxiety about affordability among 68% of respondents. With factors such as premium hikes, health challenges, and an aging society affecting policyholders, it's no surprise that this trend is picking up speed. That's it for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, reminding you to make informed decisions concerning your financial future. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. Tune in next time as we continue to cover the financial landscape in Australia. Thank you and goodbye.